The next thing I am going to talk a little bit about is the Zoomax update on the e-reader. I know that not all of us like the Zoomax, and we sometimes wish we had the other e-reader, but in Massachusetts, we have what we have. It's still free, and I can legitimately say, especially after finally seeing this update, that they have truly made an effort to fix some of the problems that are there. So I'm going to talk about what's been added as of approximately May 9th. First of all, NLS did a really good job of defining and describing the 10 steps to upgrade your device. And we did it with Wi-Fi. You can do it without Wi-Fi. You can do it with a cartridge. But we did it with Wi-Fi. It only took me two tries to get it right. So, what did they update? We now finally have Bookshare on the e-reader. So, if you go into your main menu and you go to online services and you arrow down to Bookshare, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to connect to Wi-Fi and you're going to write in uncontracted UEB, and which means the at sign is .4.1. And after you put in your username, you're going to hit the enter key. After you put in your password, you're going to put in the enter key again, and it'll say login successful. Then there are like nine options that you can choose from: title, author, full text, which is more text words to give you more input so you can get the right book, most popular books, most recent books, previous downloads, that's always fun, account management so that you can change settings in your account, which I actually did not have to do. And exit, which would be for exiting out of Bookshare. So if I go to title, I would enter on the title to get more information, and then I can use the up and down keys on my e-reader. And I like using the one that's in the center of the e-reader that's in the front, and it is between the two thumb keys that are space bars on the front of the machine. And the select key is the little bump in the middle, and it's got an up and down and a left and right. Then, once you get to where you want to go, get more information, you're going to hit enter. And to download, you're going to hit enter on that if you're going to download. So you can download by hitting enter. Once you get to where it says download, it'll say download. And then you're going to hit enter and it's going to say okay. And you're going to hit enter. If you want to search for a book, there is an edit field for searching. And you would type in the title and you would hit enter to search once you typed in your title. There are other ways you can do it as well, but I find of all the methods, that's the one that I find the most efficient. They now have a one-handed mode for people with hand issues, and you would activate that one-handed mode by hitting space with dots 1, 2, 3, and the 7, which is the backspace key. And you deactivate it by hitting 4, 5, 6, and dot 8, which is the enter key. You can also get to how to do one-handed mode by going into your main menu, going to settings, going to navigate, device settings, and then enter, and you're going to navigate to one-handed mode. And then you're going to cursor route with hitting one of the cursor buttons to you've now accepted this one-handed mode. You enter again because you want to confirm all of this, and your setting will be changed permanently. One of the other nice things now is you can use a keyboard on the e-reader. You all may remember there are two USB points. One that you can plug into is a USB-C, and one is a USB A. And if you want to plug in a keyboard, you're going to plug your e-reader into the USB-A A point, and that would allow you to put in your username and password with your keyboard. Let's talk about bug issues. There was an issue that the system would not always find your current book. That appears to have been fixed. Searching for book titles in Bard, that they have made some fixes on. And one of the things I know about that is if you had books like that had apostrophes in the book title, the system did not like that. It appears to have fixed a lot of that problem going on. Finding title appears to be fixed. There were some bugs with some of the cords that you use with the e-reader. That is the commands where you used any letter and a space or 4, 5, 6 in a space. And a lot of those bugs have been fixed. There was a problem with the S4 key that didn't always work properly. That has been fixed. Dangerous files. Files the system considered dangerous now will automatically be deleted. And that is all I know about the update. I was able to download a book from Bookshare very easily. And one of the nice things about Bookshare on the e-reader is you can only download those books in Braille because you know it's only a Braille device. But all of your books, whether they're Bookshare books, whether they're books you've downloaded from your computer, or whether they're Bard books, they all go into the book list that's on your system. I actually started going through the manual and refamiliarizing myself with key commands that I had gotten rusty on. And I actually played a little bit with using the scrolling key to read automatically. And I got it to work on the e-reader at a speed I could live with. And I noticed even just by doing that for a few seconds, my hands didn't get nearly as tired reading. Because I wasn't continually moving the Braille display forward or back. It was doing it automatically forward. And if I needed to go back, I stopped the scrolling and went back. But if I didn't need to, the system just took care of it for me. Overall, I think that the long-awaited update is a good one, and I think that NLS worked hard with the people who are making the Zumax to make this an update worth downloading. And it significantly improves the integrity of this product.
I do wonder with the Bookshare if they are using the DAISY version and then just translating it. Like you might want to try if you haven't, to see if you have navigational elements. I mean, to me, that would make sense if they're, again, if they're trying to make them equivalent. I know the HumanWare one does, and obviously with the BRF version, you wouldn't have the navigation, but with the DAISY, right? If they're marked up nicely with the publisher, you might. So that might be something
I
to check.
don't know. What I do know is if you download directly from Bookshare, it says you can only download the BRF files. But I haven't played enough with it because I literally just got the update last
Sure.
week myself, and I
Okay.
haven't had time to play with it. But that's a really great question, and I will do some checking and see if I can get you an answer, and I will put it on the support list if I find one.